Aloha shirts started in Hawaii in the late 20s and 30s. By the 50s, Hollywood stars were wearing them, and our relaxed attitude toward clothing kind of started catching on internationally. Manufacturing and state support have kind of ebbed and flowed over the years, and the current resurgence is only about 8 years old. Seeds were planted in 2007 by the Hawaii Fashion Incubator, HiFi, which shepherds Hawaii Fashion Month. November, we're in it now. The goal of Fashion Month here is to showcase local talent and promote sustainable statewide growth of this industry. Designers, stylists, manufacturers, retailers, photographers, hair and makeup artists, so many elements of this sector are pulled together in November to meet with international professionals, many of whom are from Hawaii and intent on developing this industry here. Fashion has always said a lot about society, and today, the industry reflects our technological age, according to local girl Kay Sides, who's worked with Alexander McQueen, James Percy, Yoji Yamamoto, and many more. Her company, Hatch, is an internationally recognized showroom and brand manager.
I can tell you that things that were really popping off 8 months ago or 6 months ago, now not so much. The movement from relevant to irrelevant is just... it's quick.
Sides points to the global marketplace, online markdowns, and other factors that erode profit margins.
It really takes a lot of strategy to create profitable businesses in today's retail world. I think it is more pertinent than ever to be so thoughtful.
Sides says bigger and cheaper is not always better, even for profits. Then what is the maker supposed to do? The price of workmanship and fine materials is hard to recoup at the retail level.
Yeah, well, the whole point is that you really strategically lay out those things prior to getting yourself into that situation. The most compelling brands are ones that are truthful. I mean, Steve Jobs said it best. A great brand is something that you trust. In a sea of over-messaging, right? Look at me, I'm the best. The brands that are really, truly the most compelling are the ones that are really truthful.
Sides says with technology, everyone can do marketing, and they do. But once you attract a following, how do you monetize that engagement?
When that customer base feels that there is an intimate connection between the brand, whether it's public radio, a fashion brand, whatever, then you see the most conversion of monetization. I'll tell you why. Because then the messaging and the outreach feels intimate. As much as we're connected through social media, there's also a real disconnection, right? Intimacy is a really coveted experience that everybody is searching for.
You've got a global perspective, manufacturing to design, plus all the peripheral arts. What about a fashion industry in Hawaii?
I'm so excited about all of it. I mean, I think the incubation, I think about, you know, how active the state is becoming and supporting this push back to fashion or manufacturing as an industry in Hawaii. What's our brand, you know, as the state of Hawaii?
For budding designers, Sides says, develop a web presence, Instagram, try trade shows, then maybe find an agent. Make contacts during Hawaii Fashion Month. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.